Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Bruce Bean. We're talking the Castle Country Fuller Center for housing. Bruce, pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden. This is different. Usually I've been here way back as a coach and or administrator at the school, but now this is a different one.
You know, you can't go wrong with switching it up a little bit, but one thing that's been consistent throughout all of the roles you've stepped into the studio here is that idea of service. You know, you're serving as a school administrator, you're serving as a coach to the youth, and now you're serving the community as a whole through the Castle Country Fuller Center. So for people who might not be familiar with what you guys are trying to accomplish, what is the Fuller Center for Housing?
And this is an easy way, because people are more familiar with it like this. It used to be called Habitat for Humanity, but it switched quite a few years ago. There is still Habitat for Humanity, but not in Carbon County, or I don't know how many are branches in Utah. And it moved to the Fuller Center, and I had my eyes open. I went to a national conference and training about a month ago. And we have a board here in Price, and it's called the Castle Country Fuller Center. We actually do reach out to Emory County. It's not just Carbon County, but basically it's helping people get into housing or stay in the housing they're in with no interest loans. They pay what they can pay. And that's really the essence of it, is kind of a targeted way to have service by people, and then people who can receive the recipients of that service.
And, you know, when some people hear the word charity, they don't want to accept it. You know, I don't want to be a charity case. I don't want to accept this. I don't want them to be putting that on me. But what makes the Fuller Center stand out in my mind is that that's not the case here. The people who are receiving this service, they're helping put in as much as the workers who are helping them with their house. They put in what you guys like to call sweat equity.
Yes.
And in all my conversations with the Fuller Center, that's probably become one of my favorite, you know, ideas, is that idea of sweat equity. You know, you're putting in what everyone else is putting in to help better not just your house, but the community.
Yeah, and that's right up front, an expectation of, you know, sometimes I like the term sweat equity, especially this time of year. But, you know, we've had people, in fact, right now so far this year, we've done 16 projects, 16 different homes, anywhere from a ramp on the outside of the home for someone who just came from an accident, or they're at the point now in their lives where they can't get around, older in life, etc. Inside carriers for a system for upstairs, roofing, windows, something as simple as cleaning up a yard for someone who maybe a single older lady who's retired. But the sweat equity, some of it, we've had kids just like of a young family who need some help because their windows are not very good. So we've replaced windows. Some of this work has to be done by contractors, obviously. But you see the kids there that are, like, let's say painting. They're scraping the outside of the house with some of the volunteers too. The people are actually doing that. But on the other end, we've had some disabled who they really can't afford much at all. So we worked that out with them. One lady, her sweat equity was making sure the volunteers had some ice water. And that's it. So that sweat equity, it helps them because, like you said, Aiden, it's not just charity.
Yeah, and it comes in so many different forms, like you mentioned, whether chip and paint, making sure the volunteers are fed and watered. There's so many different ways that individuals get involved with this while they're having assistance from the Fuller Center. Now, let's talk about services you offer. You mentioned that some work, of course, you're working on a house, is going to have to be done by contractors. But what are some of the services that the Fuller Center aims to provide?
Well, it can be anything. In fact, at the national level, even international level, the Fuller Center is, we had a group from Chile talking about, they build small little homes for people who don't have a home. Now, and, you know, we were in Mississippi, and they talked about building a home or basically redoing an entire home so it's livable. Well, if you talk about Utah's housing market, that's it's kind of difficult to go buy a piece of property and put a home on it. But we've looked around, even maybe buying a home that needs to be restored. But we're saying, but wait a minute, instead of maybe helping just one family that way, we could help so many more with the funding, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. But some of the projects have ranged from an entire roof. I mean, the sheeting, the replacing like trusses, not just reshingling, but that's a big one. Winterizing a home, recalking all of the windows, putting in a new front entrance, a door and stuff, because some of the ones you've seen, like if the wind's blowing, it's blowing as hard as it is in the house as it is outside. We had a lady, I have to share this one. This is a great one. When I first got involved with the Fuller Center, I need to explain how I did that. If you know Terry Tubbs, Miss Tubbs from the high school, she was a teacher. I was her colleague and then administrator. She called me and said, hey, would you like to be on our board? And that's who basically, there's several, I believe we have 13 to 14 board members who make these type of decisions with things. But last spring, it was not this spring, but these, no, actually it was in the fall, we had a biking group come in. And if you remember that, it's not motorcycles. We've had them before, okay? These are actually bicyclers. They started like in the Midwest, and before they came to Carbon County, they were in Colorado. They biked up and over, and they had a group that follows them with signs and vans. And they pulled in, and I was like, okay, we're going to have a few. No. There was like 20 to 30. I have to throw a thank you out to Pinnacle High School, Pinnacle School, because they stayed in their gym and they stayed in Carbon's gym, Carbon High School, on sleeping bags and stuff. But they showed up to a house. It was a lady who, it was a wooden outside, wooden siding. They replaced siding. They replaced trim, recalked windows, caulked, they even fixed the cement steps coming up. And we learned really, real quickly, stay out of their way because they know what they were doing. And this was a Fuller Center group. But there was even contractors with this group. And basically, we just fed them and watered them and kept that going. But it was fun being part of that. And then we also had volunteers help with that. Another one more, and I have to give a shout out to USU Eastern. Coach Chelsea Warburton and the women's USU Eastern basketball team. The whole team, I think there was a couple who weren't there, came and we got a lady's yard ready so she could put rock down. We got rid of all of, I mean, it was just, there wasn't anything. Nothing was growing. She wanted to put rock down, did all that. We even had a couple of the local churches, LDS Church Ward, came in and was able to run a skidster for us. That's the stuff that you just sit back and go, that's awesome.
You know, it really unites the community, and that's the big thing. Like you mentioned, this isn't just, you know, one centralized group. This is help from the high schools like Pinnacle, Carbon, Utah State University, Eastern. Everyone gets involved in this. It's a community effort to help make our community better, and that's what I love so much about the Fuller Center. Now, of course, being a charity, you guys are funded primarily through donations, and, you know, one of the biggest opportunities to donate to the Fuller Center is coming up on August 2nd. You got your annual fundraiser, golf term, and that's always just a blast here.
It is. It's fun. And being a golfer, I would like to say avid golfer, but I'm not very good. But been involved with tournaments. They are fun. And it is, every tournament I've been involved with has a purpose. And this is the same way. Last year, I believe, I can't remember exactly what we actually made off of it, but it goes right to the Fuller Center. And it's a nonprofit organization, obviously. And so this year, it's on August 2nd, like you said. We've already reached out to so many businesses and people to sponsor a team. And if you golf, we actually have a couple of sponsors, and we need people to fill that sponsor. So if you want to play, we'll reach out to you. But also, we've had so many people, businesses, they will sponsor a hole. They're out there doing their, you know, building their business, and at the same time, that's a draw for us. And then there's a lot of businesses, they're like, well, we can't afford to sponsor, but we will give you a gift certificate to this, or we'll give you some merchandise. We even had shields. The outdoor up in Salt Lake give us some gift cards for prizes. So that's a fun thing. Come and get involved in that.
You know, if you're a business owner, it's a great chance to get your name out there while giving back to a great cause. If you're a golfer, it's going to be a fun afternoon. Well, again, supporting a great cause, you really can't go wrong with a golf tournament like this. Now, let's talk about Fuller Center. Someone makes the call to you guys. What can they expect when you show up? What can they expect to see? And what can they expect to be doing as you guys assist them with their homes?
Okay, first step, and again, it is based upon income. You know, if you're, and we basically use the low income statute for Carbon County and or Utah, and if they qualify, I don't know if we've even said no to anybody. If they qualify, sometimes it's borderline, and we have to work a little bit, and we say, okay, let's do this. You need we've put in water heaters, we put in furnaces, air conditioners, and we have people come and do that. And then the only thing that the people who apply, once we get the ball rolling, so to speak, we put them on a payback, and that goes right back into the Fuller Center's funding. So if it's $25 a month, if it's $100 a month, what they can do, that's what we do. No interest. And so far in the year and a half I've been involved with the probably close to maybe 25 to 30 project or more, we haven't had one person default.
And, you know, that no interest thing is so huge because that can eat people alive sometimes. So being able to get these repairs and be set up on a payment plan that works for you and is catered to you, it makes all the difference in the world for these individuals who are being assisted by the Fuller Center. Now, I think a good place for us to kind of go on is, what's the best way to get in contact with the Fuller Center? You know, someone's in need of some housing, they need some assistance. What's the best way to reach out?
Well, first of all, just a simple phone call, 637-9701. Basically between 9 and 4, we have someone at the office, and our offices are right there. It's a little office complex that's by the gas station. What is that? there are several other there. It's I should have known this. It's on First North and like Second West, right there, just or they can just drop by, and that's the best way. Then our secretary lady, Terry, brings them in. She helps them with the paperwork. They can apply over the phone. She can send it to them electronically if they can do that. That's the first step. Make a phone call. They can reach out. There's also, if they want to do Gmail, you can do Castle Country Fuller Center at gmail.com. Send an email. Excuse me, I need to give Jordan Buscarini a shout out. he was always a troublemaker in high school, but he's doing all right.
He is. You know, he's doing pretty good for himself.
But yeah, that's how you reach out to the Fuller Center. Give us a call. It really is very easy. And it could be anything from maybe replacing some wood steps that are dangerous for an older person to redoing a kitchen, because we've gone to a home where the cupboards have fallen off. And I need to come back to that point. Going to the Fuller Center National Convention, learning, and I love this part. It talked about giving people equity through volunteer work and through help. Because if you come to some of these homes where the value of the home isn't much because it's so run down, it's amazing with a little bit of help and a little bit of upfront help and payback, they earn equity in their home. And all of a sudden, their home is now worth more, thousands more than it was before. And I hadn't thought of it that way.
You know, it's things like that that really show how important and how big of an impact the Fuller Center has on our community, on our county, and just nationwide, all over the place. The Fuller Center helping those who might not be able to help themselves fully. You guys are doing a great job out there. Now, Bruce, unfortunately, we are running out of time, sure. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, again, low income, elderly, disabled, veterans, just, or even a young couple who's like, wait a minute, we have a new baby and our house, we need some help making sure it's safe. We can do that. And it's, I want to just say, it's quite an easy process.
And, you know, you can't go wrong with getting assistance from the Fuller Center. No. Bruce, pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thank
we
you, Aiden.
Really
appreciate it.
Again, that was Bruce Bean. We're talking about the Castle Country Fuller Center for Housing. For more information, you can visit castlecountryfuller.org or call 435-637-6701. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.